This Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable, original personality of Godhead. He is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer. But he is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni, just like one of us, and he is bewildering us with his self-created energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedic system of acquiring knowledge is the deductive process. The Vedic knowledge is received perfectly by disciplic succession from authorities. Such knowledge is never dogmatic, as is ill-conceived by less intelligent persons. The mother is the authority to verify the identity of the father. She is the authority for such confidential knowledge. Therefore, authority is not dogmatic. In the Bhagavad Gita, this truth is confirmed in the 4th chapter, 4.2. And the perfect system of learning is to receive it from authority. The very same system is accepted universally as truth, but only the false arguer speaks against it. For example, modern spacecraft fly in the sky, and when scientists say that they travel to the other side of the moon, men believe these stories blindly because they have accepted the modern scientists as authorities. The authorities speak, and the people in general believe them. But in the case of Vedic truths, they have been taught not to believe. Even if they accept them, they give a different interpretation. Each and every man wants a direct perception of Vedic knowledge, but foolishly, they deny it. This means that the misguided man can believe one authority, the scientist, but will reject the authority of the Vedas. The result is that people have degenerated. Here is an authority speaking about Lord Krishna as the original personality of Godhead and the first Narayan. Even such an impersonalist as Acharya Shankar has said in the beginning of his commentation on the Bhagavad Gita that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is beyond the material creation. This universe is one of the material creations, but Narayan is transcendental to such material paraphernalia. Bhishmadev is one of the 12 Mahajans who know the principles of transcendental knowledge. His confirmation of Lord Sri Krishna being the original personality of Godhead is also corroborated by the impersonalist Shankar. All other acharyas have also confirmed this statement, and thus there is no chance of not accepting Lord Sri Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. Bhishmadev says that he is the first Narayan. This is also confirmed by Brahmaji in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.14.14. Krishna is the first Narayan. In the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, there are unlimited numbers of Narayans, who are all the same personality of Godhead, and are considered to be plenary expansions of the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The first form of the Lord, Sri Krishna, first expands himself as the form of Baladev. And Baladev expands into so many other forms, such as Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Narayan, Purusha, Ram, and Nrisimha. All these expansions are one and the same Vishnu Tattva, and Sri Krishna is the original source of all the plenary expansions. He is, therefore, the direct personality of Godhead. He is the creator of the material world, and he is the predominating deity known as Narayan in all the Vaikuntha planets. Therefore, his movements among human beings is another sort of bewilderment. The Lord, therefore, says in the Bhagavad Gita that foolish persons consider him to be one of the human beings, without knowing the intricacies of his movements. The bewilderment regarding Sri Krishna is due to the actions of his twofold internal and external energies upon the third one, called marginal energy. The living entities are expansions of his marginal energy, and thus they are sometimes bewildered by the internal energy and sometimes by the external energy. By internal energetic bewilderment, Sri Krishna expands himself into unlimited numbers of Narayans and exchanges or accepts transcendental loving service from the living entities in the transcendental world. And by his external energetic expansions, he incarnates himself in the material world amongst the men, animals, and demigods to reestablish his forgotten relation with the living entities in different species of life. Great authorities like Bhishma, however, escape his bewilderment by the mercy of the Lord.